Test 5, Listening Part 2. You'll hear a fabric designer called Pedro Carwin talking about sources of inspiration for the design of fabrics used in fashion. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 2.
Finding inspiration for fabrics to be used in the fashion industry isn't always easy. If designers go to special design galleries, the chances are that other designers are doing the same thing. I'd like to suggest that looking at everyday objects and activities might result in more imaginative designs. Over the years, I've found watching films as a great source of inspiration for fabric design. However, in my opinion, not all films are suitable. I've had little luck with science fiction films, whereas historical films have been invaluable. It must be something about getting away from the contemporary that leads to more original ideas. I've even been known to get inspiration in restaurants. If you really take time to examine the food on your plate, the presentation might give you a brainwave, much more so than the colours, as they are, by definition, limited in food. Even which parts of the plate have no food on them at all is worth analysing, because what is left blank, without a pattern, creates certain effects. I know that listening to music is often suggested as a source of inspiration for writing, but it also works well for me as a fabric designer. I choose the music according to the season the clothes will be worn. You could say, I tailor the music. So I'll listen to light music for spring, for instance. Then I conjure up what I refer to as a mental image of what I'm listening to and turn it into a design. Going out into the countryside for a walk can be a good starting place for creativity. Of course, the shapes of leaves are interesting, as are the patterns of flowers, but what inspires me most frequently are the various textures found in nature. I've also seen fabrics inspired by animals and insects. I work alongside another designer who always has terrific ideas. I remember him bringing in some tools once that he'd found in a shed. But perhaps the most unexpected was when he used a board game for inspiration. I would never have thought of that. An easy-to-access source of inspiration is photographs. Often the problem is that there's too much choice, if you think of all the colour and black and white photos that exist. Monochrome photos can be great for getting a feeling for curves and lines, because they often appear stronger than in colour shots. But in general, make sure you look at good quality photos, so that the depth of colour is there. Then, assessing the balance of colours can be really useful. Don't forget, too, to look at big ideas. For example, styles of architecture. Modern architecture usually has simple, clean lines and reminds you of abstract paintings. But I like the Art Deco style for this reason, because it's what I'd describe as elegant, and that makes it perfect for fashion design. Designers also have to take into account the garments that the fabric will be used for. Toys may provide inspiration for t-shirts, which can be funny or even show a puzzle that you have to work out. I've even seen jackets that have been inspired by packaging, and they were spectacular. Look at some of the everyday things you've got in your kitchen cupboard. You may get ideas there.
Now you will hear part 2 again.
Finding inspiration for fabrics to be used in the fashion industry isn't always easy. If designers go to special design galleries, the chances are that other designers are doing the same thing. I'd like to suggest that looking at everyday objects and activities might result in more imaginative designs. Over the years, I found watching films as a great source of inspiration for fabric design. However, in my opinion, not all films are suitable. I've had little luck with science fiction films, whereas historical films have been invaluable. It must be something about getting away from the contemporary that leads to more original ideas. I've even been known to get inspiration in restaurants. If you really take time to examine the food on your plate, the presentation might give you a brainwave, much more so than the colours, as they are, by definition, limited in food. Even which parts of the plate have no food on them at all is worth analysing, because what is left blank, without a pattern, creates certain effects. I know that listening to music is often suggested as a source of inspiration for writing, but it also works well for me as a fabric designer. I choose the music according to the season the clothes will be worn. You could say, I tailor the music. So I'll listen to light music for spring, for instance. Then I conjure up what I refer to as a mental image of what I'm listening to and turn it into a design. Going out into the countryside for a walk can be a good starting place for creativity. Of course, the shapes of leaves are interesting, as are the patterns of flowers, but what inspires me most frequently are the various textures found in nature. I've also seen fabrics inspired by animals and insects. I work alongside another designer who always has terrific ideas. I remember him bringing in some tools once that he'd found in a shed. But perhaps the most unexpected was when he used a board game for inspiration. I would never have thought of that. An easy-to-access source of inspiration is photographs. Often the problem is that there's too much choice, if you think of all the colour and black and white photos that exist. Monochrome photos can be great for getting a feeling for curves and lines, because they often appear stronger than in colour shots. But in general, make sure you look at good quality photos so that the depth of colour is there. Then, assessing the balance of colours can be really useful. Don't forget, too, to look at big ideas. For example, styles of architecture. Modern architecture usually has simple, clean lines and reminds you of abstract paintings. But I like the Art Deco style for this reason, because it's what I'd describe as elegant, and that makes it perfect for fashion design. Designers also have to take into account the garments that the fabric will be used for. Toys may provide inspiration for t-shirts, which can be funny or even show a puzzle that you have to work out. I've even seen jackets that have been inspired by packaging, and they were spectacular. Look at some of the everyday things you've got in your kitchen cupboard. You may get ideas there.
That's the end of part 2.